listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And now is the time to secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets at the best prices available in the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Charles Davis was just with us from the NFL Network. If you missed that, you can get it on demand at ClevelandBrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app later on today. He thinks the Browns go Watkins at 4, Bridgewater at 26. Paul in Euclid joining us now. What's up, Paul?
Hey, fellas. Love the show, man.
Thank you.
I've been really banging my head with this draft, and I'm just wondering, with everybody else that we have to sign for next year, Ataba Rubin seems to be somebody that could be some trade bait for us in this draft. Where do you think, what kind of value do you think we could get for him?
It's tough to say because he's carrying a big contract number and he's a free agent at the end of the year, and it's not quite like the NBA where teams are looking to acquire expiring contracts. So I don't know about that. I do think that the Browns with Billy Winn, with John Hughes, have depth on that defensive line to address that in the future if they cannot meet the price or do not choose to meet the price that Ataba Rubin feels that he would command.
Yeah, solid, more than solid player. But I think it's interesting to see what he might command in the open market and if, in fact, you know, it's a way to kind of enhance yourself with, if you, especially if you see, what you've got to see when you make a move like that is the replacement in this particular draft. Is there that interior guy who gives you, or that good hold it up, you know, gives you some strength on the edge to play defensive end in this type of scheme that Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill are bringing to the Browns. Jim in Virginia with us now. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I am well. I appreciate you guys being my lifeboat out here in the D.C. area for Browns news. So thank you.
Got it.
Pleasure.
Just wanted to run a trade scenario by you guys. I've heard about 1,000 of them so far. But what do you guys think about the one with Dallas, where we take their 16 as well as their 47 and then next year's first, which leaves us 4 players under, you know, within the first 50 picks of the draft this year, plus next year's first.
Plus 2 firsts again next year. It depends on what the goal would be coming out of that deal. If the goal is to say that, listen, we've got all the quarterbacks and we would like to get one at a value we think is a little better, and we think that we could get one of, you know, our top 3 quarterbacks at 16, which I think is probably pretty likely, then okay, or you can make an adjustment there on the fly, because it is the notion of having, you know, 4 picks in the first, that would be 47, 2 in the first this year, and then 2 in the first next year is good. But again, if there is conviction about a quarterback at 4, I hope the Browns take him. If there is conviction that there is only a certain level that they are willing to go down, I would stick true to that and not go down that far. But again, it's certainly an interesting potential scenario to think about.
Yeah, I'm with you on this whole conviction thought, too. I think, obviously, you want it for every player. You want to believe every player is the guy that you believe as organizationally is your guy, but it's different with a quarterback. The discussion with a quarterback is always different, and I've gone over this any number of times with any number of GMs who tell you, and coaches who tell you, that, you know, there has to be a true consensus. Sometimes there is not. Sometimes there's an insistence on someone above, if it's not the owner or someone sitting in a president's position or whatever it might be, that says, wielding the power, that says, got to go this way, or a GM overruling a coach, and that's unhealthy. I think you need to believe, and especially with the way you've got Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer, we've heard the talk and had every indication that they're on the same page with everything they do. They can't possibly agree on everything, but they've got to agree on that. And you're right, Nathan, whether that guy is picked at number 4, at number 26, somewhere in between or in the second round, and even maybe go as far as the third round, I'd say. I'd want to know that they believe that's, you know, it's more than just we're getting a quarterback here because we got to come out of this thing with a quarterback. There has to be the conviction.
And you think that maybe perhaps I was even too effusive about Brian Hoyer. Listen, he's got a lot to prove to me. I think what he has earned thus far is the right to compete to be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Has he earned anything beyond that, in my opinion? No. Do I think that if the team is very, very solid around him, that he could do enough to get this team to the playoffs? Yes. But I still feel that quarterback and getting a franchise quarterback, a guy that where you don't even think about a competition, a guy who can become the face of the franchise and be that quarterback for your team, is the most critical thing that this Cleveland Browns franchise needs, bar none, in my mind.
Yeah, no question about that whatsoever. All right, we're going to have a conversation coming up with Mary Kay Cabot, covers the Browns for Cleveland.com, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We'll get her thoughts on all these various matters that we're discussing about the Cleveland Browns. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Football Friday on CBD.